News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
An attempt was made to set fire to two vehicles outside the home of a relative of a director of Quinn Industrial Holdings in County Fermanagh at the weekend. It has emerged arsonists attempted to burn the vehicle at a location outside Derry Lane in the early hours of Saturday, according to a QIH spokesperson for the border-based industrial business. We're joined for more on this by Michelle Gildernew, MP for Fermanagh South Tyrone. Michelle, this is particularly disturbing because I suppose many of us had assumed after the breakthrough in the investigation into earlier incidents that maybe these attacks were at an end. This suggests that this story is unfortunately far from over.
It looks like it, yeah, unfortunately. And obviously, I think the thing that shocks people the most was that when Kevin Lunny was left for dead last year in a brutal attack on him, that I think the community felt that this had turned a corner, that it had gone way too far and that it should stop. And I felt that that hopefully that would be an end to it. I had spoken about my concerns, not just for QIH directors, but for their partners and their families, because attacks are indiscriminate. And this attack seems to be a step away from the directors. But, you know, my fear is that a child or a partner or an employee will be killed. And I think until that happens, my concern is that these attacks won't stop. So I have, on numerous occasions, asked people with information to take it to the guards or to the police, to cooperate with authorities to try and put an end to this. This is senseless. It has to stop. It's not just an attack on people. It's an attack on jobs in my constituency, jobs that we can't afford to lose.
Yeah. Now, we don't want to identify in any way the person who was the target of this attack. But they were simply, I mean, their perceived the perceived wrong, and obviously there is nothing wrong in this, but the perceived wrong from the point of view of the assailants was that they were a relative of one of the directors. Is that right?
That's my understanding of it. So that sounds like the target pool is widening. That, you know, anybody with any connections to Quinns now could be targeted. This is a very sinister development in what has been a senseless litany of criminal damage to people and property connected to Quinns.
Just very finally, the reaction on this locally, I imagine it must be shock, as you said, because there had been a feeling a number of months ago with that dreadful attack that a Rubicon had been crossed and that this would stop. But there must be shock locally that this campaign of intimidation seems to have restarted.
Shock and disgust. People are disgusted at this. They want it to stop, and it's not in the Derry Lynn or Timor community's name. This has gone way too far. It has to stop now.
Okay, Michelle, thanks indeed for talking to us there. Michelle Gildernew, Sinn Féin MP for Fermanagh South Tyrone.